Dr. Trelew's Encounter, a Victorian Mystery. I'm not sure how to begin this story, because I don't know if people will want to believe it, but I can assure you that it happened to me, Dr. Jonas Trelew of St. Austell, Cornwall, on the night of the 28th of January in the year 1891. It was a cold evening, and I was returning home on my horse after a long and busy afternoon. There was an epidemic of whooping cough in the county at that time, and I'd been seeing patients throughout the day. Unfortunately, three children had died the previous day in the Pengelly family at Trevisco, and many people were frightened for their young children. As I rode along the highway between Roche and Carthew, I was surprised to see a light coming along behind me in the dark. As the moon came out from behind a cloud, I could make out two galloping horsemen, one holding a lantern in his hand. At first, I imagined that they'd been sent out to bring me back to help some other sick person in one of the villages I'd just visited. As the two riders approached, I felt a moment of apprehension. I was on a lonely part of the road across the moorland. I spurred my own horse to a trot and grabbed the pistol I always carried with me when riding out alone in winter. I needn't have worried. As the men came up to me, they slowed down, and I saw by the light of the lantern that one was my old friend, the lawyer, William Trelawney. Now that surprised me a little, as I believed him to be in Oxford at the time. Hadn't he told me at Christmas that he'd not be returning to Cornwall before the spring? Yet there was no doubt it was him. We'd been friends for 4 years, and I recognised him instantly. The other man had a thin face and very heavy eyebrows, and I thought he looked sick. Strangely, I didn't recognise him, though I knew most of the faces for miles around St. Austell. I presumed he must be a friend of William's from Oxford or elsewhere. "William," I said, "what brings you here at this time of night on this road?" But instead of answering my question, William lifted his light and shone it in my face. It shone in his face too, and I saw him start as if with surprise.
"I'm sorry, sir," he said,
and before I had time to react to his strange words, he called to his companion, saying,
"Come on, Walter,"
and the two rode off into the dark. This strange encounter left me feeling somewhat anxious, and not wishing to have any more bizarre experiences, I made for home as fast as I could. Within 4 days, the incident had gone right out of my mind. Obviously, the man I'd seen was not William Trelawney, just someone who looked very much like him when seen by the light of a lantern on a cold January evening. A couple of months later, William Trelawney came down by train from Oxford for Easter. I first noticed him in church on Good Friday, sitting a couple of rows behind me on the other side, his usual place. But as I looked at him, I felt the blood going cold in my back. There was the man who'd passed me on the moor that January night. There was no doubt about it. After the service, we met outside the pub among the crowd of people. "Well," I said as I shook William's hand. But I couldn't think what to say next.
"Hello, Jonas,"
he replied.
"It's good to see you."
I felt more at ease. This was more like William Trelawney, my old friend. We got into conversation, as we had many times before. Then he said something that made my blood go cold again.
"You know, something very strange happened to me last January. I wish you'd been there to help," he said. "My clerk, Walter Burns, got taken ill all of a sudden one evening. We were going home together at the time, from an appointment several miles out of town. He seemed to be in great pain, so we went back to Oxford as fast as we could to get him to a doctor. On the road, we passed another man on horseback. I was just going to ask him if there was a doctor nearby, when I saw that he looked just like you, Jonas, just like you. I was so surprised, I thought it was you. It gave me the fright of my life. Words stuck in my throat, and I just murmured an excuse, and we rode on back to Oxford. I'm afraid it was too late. Dr. Mercer in Oxford couldn't tell what Walter was suffering from, and the poor fellow died 2 days later. I'm sure you could have saved him.
And what did your clerk Walter look like? I asked.
Why do you ask? William replied.
Out of curiosity.
Well, he was a tall young man, with very dark eyebrows.
I've never told William about my encounter.